Lady Bird Readers, The Secret Garden, based on the story by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Contents. Characters. Page 5. Chapter 1. Mary Lennox. Page 6. Chapter 2. Mary Comes to Yorkshire. Page 10. Chapter 3. The Robin. Page 14. Chapter 4. The Key. Page 19. Chapter 5. The Secret Garden. Page 23. Chapter 6. Dickon. Page 26. Chapter 7. Colin. Page 30. Chapter 8. A Tantrum. Page 34. Chapter 9. Colin Meets Dickon. Page 39. Chapter 10. I Shall Get Well. Page 42. Chapter 11. Coming Alive. Page 46. Activities. Page 50. Project. Page 62. Glossary. Page 63. Characters. Mary Lennox. Martha. Dickon. Colin. Mr. Craven. Mrs. Medlock. Ben Weatherstaff. Chapter 1. Mary Lennox. Mary Lennox was a thin girl with an unhappy face who was often ill. She lived in India, and because her father and mother were always busy, a maid looked after her. Mary's mother didn't like it when she cried, so the maid always gave her everything she wanted. This made her spoiled and selfish, and no one liked her. When Mary was 9 years old, there was a terrible disease in India. Mary's mother and father died, and so did her maid. There was no one to look after Mary, so she was sent to England to live with her uncle, Mr. Craven. Chapter 2. Mary Comes to Yorkshire. Mr. Craven's housekeeper, Mrs. Medlock, traveled with Mary from London to her uncle's house in Yorkshire.
"The house is very old," Mrs. Medlock told Mary, "and on the edge of the moor. There are nearly 100 rooms, but many of them are locked. You'll have to look after yourself. Your uncle is away most of the time. His wife died 10 years ago, and he's been a bad-tempered man since then."
Mary said nothing. She never liked to show that she was interested in things. It was late when they arrived at the house. When Mary woke up the next day, a maid was making a fire in her room. Through the window, all Mary could see was land with no trees, like a flat purple sea.
"What's that?" she asked the maid, Martha. "That's the moor," said Martha. "Do you like it?"
"No," said Mary. "I hate it."
"Oh, You'll like it when you've been here a while, said Martha. My brother Dickon is always on the moor, so the sheep and the birds and the horses all know him.
Mary was not usually interested in other people, but she liked the idea of someone who could make friends with animals. Chapter 3. The Robin.
Go outside and get some fresh air, said Martha when Mary finished her breakfast. There's only one garden that you can't go in. Mr. Craven locked it when his wife died. He hates the place.
There were lots of gardens, each with high walls around, and Mary walked through the doors from one to another. None of the doors was locked, but she came to a wall with lots of ivy on it. When she looked up, she saw a robin on one of the trees behind the wall.
Perhaps that's the secret garden Martha was talking about, Mary thought.
As Mary was walking back to the house, she saw an old man digging. He looked very unfriendly, but as she watched, the robin flew down from the trees and landed near his foot. The gardener smiled, and his face changed completely.
What's your name? Mary asked.
Ben Weatherstaff, said the man,
and he laughed.
That robin's the only friend I have.
I've never had any friends, said Mary.
You're probably as bad-tempered as you look, just like me, said Ben.
At that moment, the robin flew up into a tree near Mary and started singing.
He likes you, said Ben. He wants to be your friend.
Chapter 4. The Key. After that, Mary spent most days outside. Slowly, the fresh air began to make her stronger. She also began to be interested in things and people, like the robin, Ben, and Martha.
Why does Mr. Craven hate the locked garden? Mary asked Martha one evening. It was Mrs. Craven's garden, said Martha. She was sitting on the branch of a tree when it broke, and she fell and died.
Mary suddenly heard a strange noise from somewhere in the house.
Can you hear that, Martha? She said. It's only the wind on the moors, said Martha quickly, and she left the room.
One day, Mary was in the gardens when she saw the robin fly onto one of the walls. She followed him. He hopped down onto the soil and pecked at it. And where he was pecking, Mary suddenly saw something in the soil. It was an old key.
Perhaps it's the key to the secret garden, she thought. But where is the door?
She put the key in her pocket. Chapter 5. The Secret Garden. The next day, Mary went outside and followed the robin again. He flew up onto the top of the wall that she'd seen on the first day. Suddenly, the wind blew, lifting the ivy on the wall for a moment. Under the leaves, Mary saw a door. She took the key from her pocket and tried it in the lock. The door opened, and she was in the secret garden. Mary looked around. The garden was untidy, but it was the loveliest place, and Mary could see little plants growing in the soil. So, for the next 2 or 3 hours, she worked without stopping, pulling the weeds away from the plants with her hands. She did not want anyone to stop her going to the garden. So when she went inside for lunch, she did not tell Martha the truth about it.
"I would really like some tools and seeds," she said, "so that I can make myself a little garden somewhere."
"Perhaps Dickon can bring you some," said Martha. "He knows about gardens and flowers."
Chapter 6. Dickon. When Mary went outside a few days later, she saw a boy sitting under a tree. He was playing music, and there were animals around him, listening.
"I'm Dickon," the boy said, "and I've brought you some garden tools and seeds."
They talked a little. As Dickon was so nice and kind, Mary knew that she could trust him. So she took him to the secret garden. Dickon looked around at the plants and trees.
"Spring's coming," he said. "Everything will grow, and there'll be flowers everywhere in a few weeks."
Dickon and Mary worked together in the secret garden all morning.
"Will you come and help me again, Dickon?"
she said, her face pink from all the fresh air.
"I'll come every day if you want," said Dickon.
When Mary went inside, Martha said that Mr. Craven was home for a day and wanted to see her. Mary felt afraid, but he was not frightening. He had a handsome face that was very sad.
"I don't know anything about children," he said, "but I want you to be happy. Do you want anything?"
"Could I have a little bit of garden?" Mary asked.
"Of course," he said, surprised. "Take any bit that Ben isn't using."
Chapter 7. Colin. That night, Mary woke up and heard the strange noise again. She walked through the house, and when she saw a light under a door, she pushed the door open. A boy with a white face and big, frightened eyes was lying in a bed there, crying.
"Who are you?" he asked.
"I'm Mary Lennox. Mr. Craven is my uncle."
"He is my father," said the boy. "I'm Colin."
Mary was very surprised.
"No one told me about you," she said.
"I'm always ill, and I have to stay in bed a lot, so no one is allowed to talk about me,"
said Colin.
"I'm going to die."
Colin and Mary began to talk, and slowly he stopped crying. Mary told him about Dickon. She told him about the secret garden, too, but she didn't say that she had the key. Finally, Colin fell asleep, and Mary went back quietly to her room. In the morning, she told Martha about Colin.
"Was he angry?"
Martha asked worriedly.
"He hates it when people see him. Sometimes he has terrible tantrums."
"He wasn't angry," said Mary, "but he said that he is going to die. Is he really?"
"I don't know," said Martha. "A special doctor came once and said that he's just spoiled and needs to get out of bed."
Chapter 8. A Tantrum. All that week, it was too rainy to go outside, so Mary went to see Colin every day. They talked about Dickon and his animals, and the secret garden, and they read together. For the first time, Colin started to laugh. When the rain stopped one morning, Mary ran out to the secret garden. Dickon was already there with a little fox, and she told him about Colin.
"He should come out here," said Dickon. "Then he might feel better."
Mary and Dickon worked in the garden all day. Spring was coming, and there were new flowers everywhere. When Mary went inside, Martha looked very worried.
"Young Colin is going into one of his tantrums," she said, "because you haven't been to see him today."
Martha was right.
"I won't let that boy come here if you go and see him and not me,"
Colin shouted when Mary went into his room.
"He's selfish."
"No, he's not," said Mary angrily. "You're the selfish one."
"I'm going to die,"
cried Colin.
"No, you're not. There is nothing wrong with you. Nothing."
Chapter 9. Colin Meets Dickon. Usually, when Colin had tantrums, people were too afraid to get angry with him. Now, a young girl was telling him the truth. After they both stopped shouting, Mary stayed with Colin, and finally he fell asleep. When she went to see him later the next morning, she had news.
"Dickon is going to come and visit you tomorrow morning with his fox and two squirrels. And that's not all. I found the door to the secret garden weeks ago, but I needed to know that I could trust you. Now you can come and see it."
The next morning, Dickon came. He was carrying a little lamb, and he had his fox and his squirrels, too. Colin was quiet at first, but soon he was asking Dickon lots of questions about the animals and about the flowers in the secret garden.
"I'm going to see them," said Colin.
"Yes, you are,"
said Dickon. Chapter 10. I Shall Get Well. One sunny day, Dickon pushed Colin's wheelchair to the secret garden. Colin looked around and saw that it was beautiful.
"I shall get well," he said. "I shall."
Ben Weatherstaff looked over the wall and saw Colin, and his mouth fell open.
"You're the boy who can't use his legs," he said.
"Yes, I can. I'll show you," said Colin.
And with Dickon's help, he got out of the wheelchair and stood up.
"He can do it,"
cried Mary.
"He's standing as straight as any boy in Yorkshire," said Dickon.
After that, Colin, Dickon, and Mary went to the secret garden every day. Mary and Colin did exercises together there to help their bodies. They did not tell anyone, but each day they grew a little stronger, and Colin walked a little more. Chapter 11. Coming Alive. Colin slowly grew stronger, and little by little, the secret garden came back to life. Mr. Craven, who was traveling far away, was changing too. After 10 years of being sad, he finally felt ready to live again. He decided to go home to Yorkshire. When he got back, he went outside and heard the sound of children laughing inside the locked garden. As he stood there, the door suddenly opened and a boy ran out. He was a tall, handsome boy. Mr. Craven looked at him and could not speak.
"Father, it's me," said Colin. "The secret garden made me well again. So did Mary and Dickon and the animals."
Colin led his father through the door into the garden.
"I thought that it was dead," Mr. Craven said, looking around at the flowers and trees.
"Mary did too, but it came alive again," said Colin.
Mr. Craven sat with Colin, Mary, and Dickon while they told him everything, and they laughed together. Then they all walked up to the house, and for the first time, walking at Mr. Craven's side, tall and strong, was his son.